His name is Ray Fanga. Ray, how you living?
Hey, doing great. Good to be on.
Do you still bench over 500 pounds, Ray?
That would be a no. I don't. I'm just getting right back into the weight room, so it'll take a while to get back up.
So, you know, we talk in the off season a lot about, you know, the most important positions. We talk about team chemistry. In my opinion, the most important position, and we can debate this, quarterback and this particular position that you played, offensive line. I think the offensive line sets the tone in practice, and they set the tone in the weight room. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. Offensive line has to be the front runners, leading the team, you know. They're the biggest guys. They make the team go. It's up to the hogs.
Mm-hmm. Hogs up front.
How far the team would go.
Tell me, what do you think, how this offseason, I know you've been around the program this offseason. How do you think the offensive line has responded to the call this offseason for setting the tone in these offseason workouts?
Oh, man, they're ready to go. They're coming in, working hard. No complaints. They're a great group of guys.
Who has stood out to you?
Probably three guys, Louis, Tijon, and Reichert. Those three guys, you know, about the best talent, great guys, hard workers. They're probably the leaders of the group. So those three dudes are the ones.
Anybody that you played with that you can compare to – or anyone that you can compare to Tijon. Tijon's only what? I mean, he's 6 foot, I don't know, maybe 275, maybe 280 pounds, yet he's one of the strongest guys in the weight room.
Yeah, I think Sete. I don't know if people remember Sete. He was a center for a couple of years, but him and Sete are really similar in their playing abilities and how they play the game.
I'd say leadership abilities as well. Sete came in as a junior college transfer, but as soon as he was delegated a role, stepped up and led that offensive line.
Definitely. He was a leader for a couple of years. You know, I think at center, you got to be a leader. You got to be really vocal and set the tone up front for the group.
Yeah, talk about Louis Lapuaho. This is Brandon Gray from the Desert News, and I covered him during recruiting, and I seem to remember him mentioning you as kind of a guy that he looked to, a guy that he wanted to play like. You guys both from the west side of Salt Lake. Can you talk about maybe your relationship with Louis? Do you know him personally? And just how is he similar to you? He seems to have that effortless movement that you had at that level.
Yeah, I know the Lapuaho family really well. I grew up with his older brother, Al. He played at Utah State, D lineman. I know his father really well. And Louis is he's just an athlete. You know, everything that seems like he does out on the field is just habit. He makes it look really easy out there, and he still has to grow a lot, but he's come a long way.
Is Louis an offensive lineman in the NFL?
Yeah.
Why?
Tweaks a couple of things. He has the size. He has the length of an offensive tackle. He tweaks a couple of things, and he'll be fine.
What does he need to tweak?
Just a couple of sets, his passing sets, just his footwork, his hand placement. Those are probably the biggest things. If he gets those things down, he'll be on his way to the NFL.
There's two commonalities, I think, with 10, 11, 12-win seasons. Tenured quarterback, typically a senior quarterback, or a guy that can just make plays, or an offensive line that has two to three, maybe four NFL offensive linemen. How many NFL offensive linemen are on BYU's team right now, do you think?
I would say right now, I would say two to three.
Who's that that has these right now that you're not? So Louis, definitely. Who's the two and the three?
I think Riker could go. If he has a good year, this is senior year. Tujan, just the way he plays. I know he's short, but just the way he plays, he'll get some look.
Love it. Ray Fanga, former BYU offensive lineman, former NFL offensive lineman, on with us here. Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. What do you think about Coach Tujan? You were coached by Coach Grimes, one of the greatest offensive line coaches that I've ever been around. Tremendous recruiter, a technician, got the most out of his guys, developed them. Also, he inspired young men to put forth their best effort. How would you compare Coach Tujan to Coach Grimes?
I see a lot of similarities between the two. Tujan loves his guys. I think that's with the offensive line. I think if you want to get the most of your players, you got to love the players on the football level and the personal level, and I see that with him. And he pushes the guys, you know, pushes them to their limit. He's also a technician. He teaches a lot of technique, and he expects the most out of his guys up front.
I know when Coach Tujan was initially hired, Coach and I was involved with the offensive line as well. Now, since that, Coach and I has kind of been more hands-off, allowed Coach Tujan to do his thing, and now he's coaching up the inside wide receivers. But once upon a time, the inside wide receivers were more so attached to the box, right? That first go-around, yeah. you had Coatsy, you had Pitta, even Johnny every once in a while would line up there, Andrew George. Now they're no longer attached as much. How often do you think there's going to be an attached tight end in this offense this year?
I'm not sure. I think it depends on the game plan. If it fits into the game plan that week, I think you'll see a lot more. But I think it's also a different kind of scheme system, what Anai is running, that we've ran in the past. So I think it's game plan and also it's a different scheme.
As an offensive lineman, I know that the scheme that is being employed now is a little bit different than what you had. Wider gaps when you were there at BYU. Now a little bit tighter. Just a different feel to the ball game. How would you explain, if I ask you the question, what are the differences between how an offensive lineman plays in that first go around with Coach and I as opposed to the second go around? What are the differences?
I would say we're running the ball a lot more. When I was around, it was pass first. It seemed like this time around it's run first and pass second, but that's what I noticed. And I think it's working. So I think he might be doing the same thing this year. I'm not sure, so we'll see.
How important after practice is it to what did they used to call winning edge? Do you remember winning edge? Do they still have winning edge down there, right?
They have it set up, but I don't think they do it.
They have it set up. I remember we used to do winning edge all the time. I remember Ray would be over there doing like crunches. He'd be doing like abs. He can never do the winning edge with us. How important
winning
is winning edge?
Edge is for the steel guys. Pull-ups, you can't do pull-ups. Come on, man. You got to go straight to the crunches.
Oh, man. Ray, when you came out, I know, you know, when they do all these different measurements. One of the measurements that they do for the, especially for the offensive linemen, they look at very closely is the hand width from the tip of the thumb to the end of the pinky. Do you remember what your measurement was and where you kind of ranked out in your draft class for that size of the hands? Have you seen how big his palms are, Brandon? Massive. Where did you rank out? Do you know?
I don't remember. It was just the biggest blur during that time. I don't remember anything with the combine and stuff. But it was up there, though.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You're getting old now, yeah. Ray.
I'm old.
Give BYU fans an update on what you're doing. Are you going to continue to pursue professional football? You've had an awesome career. You've played with a number of teams and made some money for you and your family. Now what? Are you going to continue to pursue that, or are you going to look to other things?
I'm looking into other things. I think I'm going to go into coaching. I still keep in touch with some NFL coaches. I might try to do some internships during training camp. So just trying to get in the coaching world and learn a lot more. So that's my plan now, and we'll see how it happens, how it goes down.
Well, I'll tell you what, you stay close to BYU because I know all those guys on the offensive line look up to you, respect you, and they need as much help as they can get, man. They need to protect Taysom this year, and I think they're going to do a great job. Ray, appreciate you hopping on with us, brother. Great job as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks,
man. Thanks, Ray. There you have it, Ray Fanga.